A very young mother, who still has the sweetness of childhood etched on her face, is holding a baby in her lap. She is staring fixedly ahead with a sorrowful gaze that seems to interrogate the observer. Her small stature and impoverished attire reinforce the impression of vulnerability that she exudes, as do her pose and the painting's setting. The peeling wall suggests a hard and miserable life, while the tambourine allows us to imagine her precarious and unconventional existence. The sense of nomadic rootlessness is also communicated by the foot that hangs down without touching the ground. All of these elements are created using a realistic technique designed to lend the painting authenticity. Look at the detail with which the artist has captured the scene, even down to the bricks on the wall and the holes in the girl's skirt. We can almost feel the roughness of the fabric and the dust on her feet. And note how the material appears to be worn in several places. The color palette adopts the same approach of verisimilitude. The girl is dressed in tones that barely stand out against the background, causing her to merge into her surroundings in a manner that suggests both exhaustion and surrender. Gustave Doré produced this painting a number of years after his two trips to Spain, where he gathered material for his paintings and books of illustrations, including Don Quixote. During his second visit, he was accompanied by Baron Davillier, who knew the country extremely well. This adventure led to the creation of a book titled L'Espagne, or Spain, which was first published in installments and later in its entirety. This beautiful travelogue, illustrated by Doré, includes a drawing by the artist titled A Family of Itinerant Dancers, which provided the foundation for this painting. However, in order to produce this portrait, Doré eliminated some of the figures and focused his attention on the subject of the gypsy mother. He also employed the impasto technique that was a characteristic feature of his painting, in contrast to his exuberant and agile drawings. What his paintings and drawings both share, however, is his predilection for a particular theme, namely poverty and the disadvantaged classes, and gypsies in particular. In Spain, Doré was fascinated by these folkloric figures and the picturesque celebrations, music, and dances. This is one of the few paintings by Doré that remain in Spain, along with another 10 works which are on display in this exhibition under the label of New Acquisitions. This painting was purchased while the foundation was closed to visitors due to the public health emergency caused by the COVID-19 pandemic. With the recent reopening of the foundation, these 11 paintings now form part of this exhibition, which aims to enrich the artistic discourse and enhance our knowledge of the history of 19th century Spanish painting.